This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Friday, February 21st. Jack, how are we feeling?
I got a feeling today's a Yabti, which is T-Boy backwards, which stands for the best one yet.
This is so much better than what we put out yesterday. Jack, first story, what do we got?
Earth's biggest pizza company.
Boom, it's Domino's.
And its shares just surged 26% because it's going its own way, Fleetwood Mac style.
Doesn't need its own Uber. By the way, Stevie Nicks, big fan of the Snacks Daily.
Second story, Victoria's Secret is getting sold like an old pair of underwear at a thrift store.
Can we say it got ghosted by its parent company? By the way, who's leaving underwear at a thrift store?
It's spinning off into a private company worth just $1.1 billion.
Jack, I think we need to talk and unpack this like underwear at a thrift store thing after the pod. Third and final story, Jack.
Underwear is something that should never be sold at a thrift
Let's store. Go to the third and final story, Jack.
Morgan Stanley is treating itself to discount broker E-Trade for $13 billion.
Snackers, it's a deal that's really about saving time.
And we hear time is money. Also, discount broker, not discount acquisition price.
Now, before we jump to those three wonderful stories, Snackers, we've talked about the monthly jobs reports.
We have record low unemployment of 3.5%, and that means companies have to compete for your labor and for your labor.
And that means employees like you can demand more pay, except for one employee.
Economic theory is defied when it comes to the Gerber baby.
Correction, spokesbaby of the Gerber brand, the Gerber baby.
That's right. The Gerber baby is known as the spokesbaby. This is a paid position by the Gerber Baby Food Company.
They make typically $50,000 a year, but Jack and I were shocked, disappointed, scared, and had to hug each other when we heard that pay is getting cut in half to $25,000 a year.
That's right. The pay of the Gerber spokesbaby is getting cut by 50%. This is the freakishly adorable face of babies that for 10 years can be all over the Gerber website to be the spokesbaby of the company.
And Gerber is basically like the Project Juice or juice press for newborns. That mango smoothie, I would have that thing. Jack would have that thing.
Now, that's right. This is a nationwide competition that happens every year. It actually gets Gerber a ton of free press coverage because last year, 544,000 babies were submitted by their parents.
And that's not just a big number. It's a huge portion of the babies that are actually born in America every year.
Last year, there were 3.7 million babies born in the United States. That means one out of seven babies were submitted by their parents to become the official Gerber baby.
Carrie was the lucky, adorable baby selected in 2019. 2020 is TBD. But half the wallet.
You know I'm a new uncle. Teddy and Lauren, you might want to think about this. 25,000 can go a long way.
Snackers, let's hit our three stories.
Greta for Gerber Baby 2020. You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. It's
spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get some legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, Jack, stuffed crust or crust stuffed?
Stuffed crust with dipping marinara sauce.
Trick question. Answer is yes. Domino stock just surged 26% because it's got a DIY do-it-yourself attitude.
Domino's fourth quarter earnings report opened with one of the best quotes we've ever seen from CEO.
Get this, snackers. Here's what he said. We didn't sell salads to sell salads.
We sold salads to sell pizza.
Boom. Throw that on a t-shirt. That's what they should be selling, not pizzas.
Now, that brings us to the second best quote we've ever heard from a CEO.
Delivery apps are in a quote-unquote circular firing squad right now. By the way, quote from the same guy, same day.
You don't want to be in a circular firing squad.
And that's because delivery wars are happening right now between Postmates, Uber, DoorDash. They're unprofitably splurging on promo codes.
Those promo codes cost a lot of money. Meanwhile, those delivery apps, they take fees from the restaurants that actually make the food that you order on your app.
So Domino's is looking at this situation and it's saying, you know what? We're going to do things our own way, like a high school senior taking a gap year.
Somebody call up Knowles. You got a trip to Argentina going on.
Domino's has got their own app and they're up in their GPS-enabled delivery tracking so you can see where that pizza is ASAP at all times.
It's 2020. You need to know where the delivery guy is so that you can decide, am I going to angrily call the restaurant and ask where my order is, or am I just going to cancel it?
You open up the app, boom, you feel like a helicopter mom tracking that barbecue chicken pizza. Where is this thing? I got to get this thing into like playgrounds.
They're tracking the pizza instead of their kid. Also, Domino's wants their delivery app to be just as good, if not better, than the interface of like DoorDash and Uber Eats.
And then they're doing other initiatives like they've added more salads so they can expand the market because we know whenever you want to order pizza, there's always one person who really hates carbs.
They sell salads to sell pizza to the rest of the family that wants the pizza.
And they're strategically adding stores because we all know that delivery time feeling, right, Jack?
There's a big difference between estimated delivery time 25 minutes or estimated delivery time an hour and 25 minutes.
But here's the thing that fascinated us, snackers. The real profit puppy for Domino's, it isn't delivery, it's carryout.
AKA takeaway.
AKA takeout away.
AKA pickup, that's what we call it in Vermont.
Jack and I are definitely getting tweets tomorrow from snackers who are like, hey, in the Midwest, we call it takeaways away.
Now, Domino's is kind of famous for their epic delivery staff. They've had delivery cars like always ready to deliver you pizza, but that delivery guy costs money.
Right. And so they're nudging people to do pickup instead because when you don't have the delivery guy, you're saving quite a bit of money if you're Domino's.
So Domino's has designated in-store pickup lanes so that if you're coming to pick up, they're like giving you VIP treatment.
This is like an HOV lane. You can speed along, minimize human interaction, no more of the like small talk. Hey, how's the dough today? How's the dough rising?
So Domino's loves takeout because it's more profitable than delivery. And now nearly half of their sales are pickup.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies Greasley over at Domino's?
Long-term bets require short-term guts.
Snackers, look at Shake Shack, Starbucks, Wendy's, your go-to chicken parm spot around the corner. They all partnered with delivery apps.
They save money in the short term by not have to hire a tech developer. But in the long term, they're going to lose profit margin because Uber Eats is going to take fees.
Meanwhile, Domino's has boldly done the opposite, and now it's spending even more money on doubling down in that action.
Domino's has a whole tech division maintaining and upping the status of that app so you can update it like every 3 months on your iPhone. And in the long term, they'll keep the profit margin for themselves.
Reminder, snackers, not every pizza place, pizza chain, pizza spot can afford to make like, you know, their own delivery app a la DoorDash.
Famous Joe's Pizza in New York isn't going to make their own app, but Domino's can because it's the biggest pizza company in the world.
But Jack and I still respect the fact that it takes short-term executive guts to commit to a long-term payoff. By the way, Jack, I just want to apologize to all our snackers in New York right now. Jack said Famous Joe's Pizza. He meant just Joe's Pizza.
It's either Original Joe's or Famous Ray's.
We're sorry. For our second story, Jack, throw in the polka dot PJs. Victoria's Secret is turning into a private company.
I'm more of a flannel guy, but L Brands is definitely selling Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret basically just got ghosted by its parent company. Worst feeling, by the way.
Les Wexner is the capitalist legend from Ohio who built up L Brands to basically be a shopping mall's best friend.
Abercrombie. Limited 2. Who could forget Limited 2? Bath and Body Works, Victoria's Secret, they were all owned at some point by L Brands, terrible name, big company.
Now L Brands, ticker symbol LB, is just Bath and Body Works.
Which is also a brutal name, kind of sounds like Bed Bath & Beyond's like more boring cousin.
It's very confusing, but L Brands is selling 55% of Victoria's Secret to a private equity firm for two big reasons.
First, Victoria's Secret is lost in the age of inclusivity and bralettes. You can't deny bralettes.
Second, the founder and CEO, Les Wexner, he brought huge negative baggage to the brand.
Yeah, we're going
to
sum this one up pretty quickly. He was very close friends with Jeff Epstein. Jeff Epstein was a sex criminal, enough said.
Here's what shocked us, though, about the news that Victoria's Secret is getting sold. Victoria's Secret is worth just $1.1 billion.
Snackers, Jack and I heard that. $1.1 billion. Got us thinking, how can we jump in snack style and see what else is worth $1.1 billion?
Billion sounds like a big number. It's actually really tiny. It's about the size of a few startups like Rent the Runway, Away Luggage, Allbirds Shoes, and Warby Parker.
We're not talking plural on the billions, people. We're talking you can round down to a single one loneliest number billion.
Let's compare, though, this retail icon Victoria's Secret to some other retail icons in terms of public market valuation.
Okay, public market traded stocks. The good right now, Lululemon worth about $34 billion.
Nike worth $127 billion.
How about publicly traded retail stocks that are having a bad time? What about Coach? It's only worth $8 billion.
Gap is like desperately clinging to Old Navy for some source of hope, and that is worth $7 billion.
Under Armour literally had an issue where they were like sending clients to strip clubs the other day. Under Armour's worth only $7 billion.
Meanwhile, though, Victoria's Secret is worth just $1.1 billion. It's a sign of how far it's fallen.
It's worth just a fraction of the worst performing retail stock. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Victoria's Secret?
Victoria's Secret should kill Victoria's Secret. It desperately needs a rebrand.
Snackers, rebrands are a solid strategic way to erase some negative brand baggage.
We expect Boeing is going to rebrand the 737 MAX airplane when it finally gets certified, if it finally gets certified to fly again.
So Jack and I put our heads to this for Victoria's Secret on her behalf, and we think maybe Pink, its sub-brand that's focused on youngest demographics, that could be the future Victoria's Secret if it rebrands.
I literally consulted my wife on this. She thinks it's a decent idea because Pink is more athleisure, less push-up bra. It also launched the famous $5 for $25 deal.
You got it. If you're going to be buying underwear, you want to be doing it in groups of five. You need one for every day of the weekday.
Look at American Eagle. It is leaning heavily into the Aerie brand, which is crushing it with younger females.
Meanwhile, Les Wexner, who was part of Victoria's Secret's baggage problem, he's now gone, but that doesn't fully solve the problem.
The Victoria's Secret name itself is the other part of the baggage problem.
For our third and final story, Morgan Stanley just snatched up E-Trade to become a Main Street bank overnight.
We gotta give a shout out to our buddy Dave, the fourth roommate of our post-college situation in New York.
Technically, he was buddies with Timmy, who was also buddies with us. That made us buddies with Dave. Dave was our buddy.
Dave worked at Morgan Stanley, which is the oldest guard of Wall Street's old guard.
When you work at Morgan Stanley, you shave twice a day because you're concerned they'd yell at you if you didn't shave the first time.
Morgan Stanley is the name of an econ major who aspires to work at Morgan Stanley.
And E-Trade is like kind of like the new guard when it comes to brokerages.
It sounds old, but it actually stands for electronic trade, hence the E-Trade, and they stuck an asterisk in there for some reason.
If they'd been born 5 years later, they would have gone with iTrade. Would have been a cool move. Apple would have sued them. Maybe
true.
Them.
True. But this company is pre-dot-com bubble, and it tried to disrupt finance with a novel thing called online trading.
Right. They've got the dash in there. What really put E-Trade on the map was like the little baby who was a little bit creepy, kind of cool from a crib who'd like be trading stocks. Should have gone for the Gerber baby.
True.
Oh, huge
missed opportunity. Could have been the spokesbaby for Gerber. Instead, E-Trade has 5 million customers today, mostly brokerage accounts, which have $360 billion of customer funds in those accounts.
But here's the thing, Snackers. E-Trade is not just a brokerage focused on stock investing. It's also a bank, which means it's focused on checking accounts.
You can literally get a checkbook from one of E-Trade's checking accounts. It's not just a brokerage company.
Everyone loves it when their grandmother gives them a check. Apparently, you can still do that these days, too.
And now it is Morgan Stanley's brokerage and bank.
Now, Snackers, Wall Street thought E-Trade was a wounded animal, but Morgan Stanley disagreed aggressively.
This fall, E-Trade was making 18% of its revenue from trade commissions, basically $7 fee to buy a stock, $7 fee to sell a stock.
But in October, rival brokerage Schwab, Charles Schwab, reduced its trading commissions down to zero.
Now, this happened because Robinhood introduced zero commission trading back in 2013, and then last fall, everybody, including E-Trade, had to follow and drop their fees to $0.
Also, full disclosure here, we are Robinhood. This is Robinhood's podcast, Snacks
Daily. Full disclosure. We are Robinhood. This is Robinhood's podcast.
After Schwab dropped fees to $0, E-Trade kind of had to follow a little bit of peer pressure there.
Now, on that day in October, Wall Street crushed the stock of E-Trade. It fell 14%.
Because its key revenue stream suddenly disappeared overnight.
But yesterday, Morgan Stanley's offer to acquire it was $13 billion, which is 34% higher than E-Trade stock was that fateful day before the announcement in October of zero commissions.
And that's why E-Trade shareholders were thrilled and jumped E-Trade stock up 22%
Morgan
yesterday.
Morgan Stanley shareholders weren't as thrilled. Its stock fell by 5%.
So Jack, can you cut the commissions and tell us what's the takeaway for our buddies over at E-Trade?
Time is more valuable than money, and this deal saves Morgan Stanley years.
Snackers, fact, investment banks aren't just chasing the rich. They want yours and our money too, aka retail investors.
JP Morgan Chase was chasing retail investing with its Sapphire brand, and Goldman Sachs was going after Main Street with its Marcus brand.
And Goldman is Morgan Stanley's arch rival, so it spent 4 years becoming a retail bank by splurging and building up this Marcus retail brand.
And guess what? Marcus is still unprofitable for Goldman Sachs.
But Morgan Stanley just became a retail bank overnight, and guess what? It's profitable from day one, aka today.
Morgan Stanley, overnight, is ahead of Goldman Sachs in Main Street finance.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Domino's refuses to outsource delivery to the delivery apps.
But takeout is more profitable, so it has HOV lanes for pizza pickups because its execs have guts.
Second story. L Brands just sold Victoria's Secret for a measly $1.1 billion.
The founder and CEO of Victoria's Secret are out. Now it's time for a rebrand. Guys, do the whole thing.
Third and final story, E-Trade just got acquired by Morgan Stanley,
which becomes a player in Main Street finance overnight.
And $13 billion later.
Time for our snack fact of the day. This one kind of LinkedIn in from our buddy Varun Ramesh over in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Delicious, Varun.
Varun must have been listening to yesterday's pod because we mentioned Google's founders, Sergey and Larry. Turns out they wanted to sell Google back in the late 1990s when they were, I think, grad students at Stanford.
Like
for
15,
$1 million.
And that was because they wanted to resume to their studies at Stanford because, you know, like, where's the future in search?
Now, today, Google, I think, is worth $1 trillion, which is 1 million millions.
So, but the company that could have bought them, Alta Vista, aka the main search engine at the time, if you weren't asking Jeeves anything, declined because they thought $1 million was too high.
Reminder, Alta Vista, Google is now worth a million times more.
Snackers, you all looked fantastic this week, including Jack. You look great in that sweater.
When you're talking to your buddies, please ask them one question. HYHYSD.
Have you had your snacks daily? It's a good thing to ask on weekends. It's a great conversation starter.
Thanks for snacking. See you Monday.
Can't wait.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Lululemon.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
from Wondery. Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.